How you doing? You're a block away from me. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, you're down the street. It's too bad we couldn't just do it in the thing.
That's what she said.
Put it, do it in the... Do it in the...
Oh!
Oh, hey, Jesus!
Oh, my gosh! That is live television and audio at its finest. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the Monday Mass. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm Chris Cote.
And I'm Todd Richards here.
Hey, Todd, I just got to show you something because what? This is a huge day in history.
What is it?
Well, I'm going to show you. This is kind of going to be crazy because, you know, this is one of those days that people, they love.
Oh, yeah. You know, Chris. This is a day that is celebrated by many. Who's that? Is that your sister?
No.
Oh. Oh. Oh, here we go. This is dank, right? Bomb ass hydroponic shit.
Bomb ass hydroponic stuff, because guess what?
Happy 420, everybody.
Today is 420. Woo!
Oh, you know what, Chris? Here, close that window.
Oh man,
I'm just sparking up a what's this called a baddie fatty. It's that crazy Wuhan chronic.
Oh dude, you got that Wuhan chronic,
dude.
What's up with this? Hold on a second, Todd, just talk amongst yourself. I'll be right back.
Where are you going, Chris? I don't know where Chris has gone off to, but as you can see, we are the oh god, what?
Wow, my girlfriend's head just popped up in the window right there, and now she's gone. You know what?
Go.
This is the world's greatest action sports podcast, and like we said, it's April 20th, 2020. That's a triple 420, folks. And today we're going to be celebrating 420 by talking about surfing, skating, snowboarding, nerd stuff. We're going to have some great guests if we can, you know, figure out the technological side of life, which we can do this, Todd. I believe in us.
We can do it.
We've got the full power of Transition Productions and Action Sports Productions behind us, and they're doing it as a volunteer gig, which is pro bono. We just had to say their names once.
Yeah, look at that. This is what we've got going on. Okay, your podcast sucks. Is this even a podcast anymore? Is this a vlogcast? I don't even know what this is called.
Well, look at all those screens. I mean, that's Jay Johnson right there directing us from Orange County, California. He's got the 18 screens up. And Todd and I are both in Encinitas. We're about a block away from each other right now. And someday Todd will be in the same room. You want to talk about sponsors before we talk about stuff?
Yeah, let's rifle through the sponsors real quick.
All right. We're learning. We've only been doing this for 150 plus episodes, and we're still getting better. Sponsor one, presented by Adventure.io. Adventure.io will be there for you after COVID-19 is over. And guess what? They've taken this time to add new guides to their adventures. And here is your chance, Todd. Have you ever wanted to be Jamie O'Brien?
No.
Well, I think that's a lie, because I think you do want to be Jamie O'Brien. And if you want to be Jamie O'Brien, you need to work with the ultimate sidekick. I'm talking about Poopies.
Oh.
Poopies is a new guide for Adventure.io. And let me just tell you, if you go on an adventure with Poopies, you're going to have a great time. I'm not saying it's going to be the safest thing in the world, but you will come back with a memory that will last you a lifetime. And maybe some bruising and light scars.
Okay.
So that could happen. Panic and Coffee and Tea. I'm sorry. K2 Snowboarding. K2 Snowboarding has been with us all winter long. Todd, give me on a scale of 1 to 10, rate the current K2 snowboarding team. Go.
Oh, it's heavy. They're like an 8 or 9. They're kind of like the new super hot team.
They're so hot right now.
Yeah,
fully agreed. K2 Snowboarding. Panic and Coffee and Tea. I got mine right here, Todd. What do you got?
I was just there.
I've had 6 coffees this morning.
I'm jacked up too, Chris. I'm very fired up right now.
Fired the F up. Chemistry Surfboards. It looks like you got a Chemistry Surfboard right behind you. Look at it. Touch it.
Hasn't even been ridden yet. That's been on ice.
That's a post-pandemic surfboard to ride.
That's right. It's just waiting for the beaches to reopen.
Can't wait. YouOnline.com. YouOnline. That's our home away from home. The audio version, the video version, it'll all be on YouOnline. And you can also check out Cantori and You. And that is a 420 friendly website, Todd, by the way.
Okay.
That means they smoked the chronic.
Is it dank? That's
what 420 friendly means.
Okay.
New Greens. Todd, you look nice, healthy, vibrant. Has New Greens been helping you stay healthy, vibrant, and new?
If there's one thing that you can count on, it's vitamins and minerals. What? Just
New Greens.
New Greens, superfood.
New Greens.
At New Greens.
NanoCraft CBD has been with us since day one. And Todd, this is on its way to your house right now. This is the brand new NanoCraft Immune Boost plus CBD. So you put this in your body along with, you know, like, here's my daily routine, right? I got the dropper, the daytime dropper, put that in my coffee.
Yep.
And then I take that and I'm like a freaking bullet. Like,
I tell you what, between New Greens and NanoCraft Immune Booster, my body's going to be like, what the hell's going on? This is the most healthy you've ever been. I'm going to be so healthy at the end of this health pandemic.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was texting my girlfriend. I wasn't listening to you.
Sorry.
This is something cool, Todd. This is brand new. This is very exciting. I'm going to show you something. If you go outside today and you forgot your mask, here's what you can do. All right.
All right.
Okay. This is a pair of Beneath underpants.
Yeah.
These are clean. These are the most comfortable underpants you can wear, but also get this. You can, if you don't have a mask with you, see?
Wow.
Look at that. Now I have a mask. And if you want to wear a mask that smells like your own nuts, you can do this with dirty.
You can use those as like neck gaiters. I didn't even think about that.
Look, I mean, actually, it looks kind of tight. You just put it in your neck.
It does look pretty cool.
So wow. This is Beneath. BN.
Is it breathable?
I'm breathing. I'm talking. BN3TH. Radically better underwear. Out.
And fit head coverings.
And check this out. If you want to help Todd and I buy skeletons and surfboards and stuff, you can buy a pair of Beneath underpants. Use the code Monday at checkout, and we'll all be rich. Your nuts will be nice and comfortable. Everybody wins.
Right.
And I'm also wearing them right now.
You're not just a client.
I'm hanging in there tight. And then, of course, Super 73 bikes, the best bikes in the damn business. Todd and I are full enthusiasts. Oh, there he is. There's Todd on his Super 73 bike. Enthusiastic.
That's how we do it, Chris. The Super 73 bike is getting me through this pandemic.
Thank God.
As much as this is, Super 73 is also getting me through.
And unlike Todd, later today, I'm going to be out on that shit on my bike on 420. Take it in.
Do you want to twist up a Wuhan fatty with me?
Yeah.
Chris, I'll send you over this.
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
Okay, well, that was our sponsor block. You can check out our sponsors on all of our social medias shit. Here we go. This is Surf News brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Todd, one more time with the board. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So, Todd, as we all know, surf news right now is dominated by not being able to surf.
Not surfing.
That's the news. Thank you very much. Moving on to snowboarding news.
Right.
Can't snowboard either. I'll talk to you later.
It's a great podcast. So, Chris,
hit that subscribe button.
We have a special guest right today for surf news.
Yeah, you're doing it. You're bringing on our guest.
Oh, I'm supposed to send over the link to him?
Yeah, but, well, you know, before we do that, we can check out some of the local news. I'm going to talk about the local news that's been happening.
Okay.
This is a news clip. This is literally a block away from where I'm sitting right now at Swami's Beach yesterday. There was a bunch of people protesting. I think they were all protesting different things. Their signs didn't make sense. It was an unfocused. See, that guy's in a dinosaur outfit protesting Bill Gates. These are anti-let them surf protesters. There was a lot happening, and the impact was, I don't know, because we're not surfing today. But I think it needed to be, you know, if you're going to protest something, you got to just make it a little bit more concise and let the world know exactly what you're protesting. Open the trails, open the beaches, let us surf. That's kind of the underlying protest we're hearing. But again, like there was a lot of mishmash of ideals happening yesterday.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it is, we're gonna have a special guest here in a second. And but one of the biggest things I think that has, like, that whole Encinitas protest thing yesterday, it was kind of trending for a little bit. And it went from being like, hey, we want to have our beaches and stuff open, to straight up like some other weird political thing. And it's, yeah, there's a time and the place for the beaches to open. I think there's going to be a smart way to do it. But in order to show that you're responsible enough to have the beaches open, I don't think that getting together in a big cluster of human beings without, you know, using or utilizing social distancing probably is not the best way to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I feel like some of these people should have been carrying assault rifles if they really right. wanted to, like, make this protest count. No AK-47s. I saw no AR-15s. So to me, this protest was just about signs.
Yes.
But I will let you know right now where I stand on this argument. I do believe the ocean should be opened up. The beaches, I think, for exercising, walking, and doing that for now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't think people need to be hanging out at the beach, but I feel like that'll be a pressure release. We open up the beaches, let people walk, open up the trails.
Well, I've got our special guest has been alerted to get on here, but, you know, this is our super high tech operation. We're gonna have to wait for him. So why don't you go on with some other news?
Another tangent?
Okay. No, just more surf news. Okay, I'm working on him.
Check this out. Rage is a traction pad company out of Australia. They have an amazing team. Some of our favorites, including Creed McTaggart, and they actually just dropped a brand new video. And it's called Rage 3. And this shit is kind of next level. This is it's pretty cool. It's kind of a DIY independent surf flick. And the crew that they have amassed, assembled, is amazing. You got Noah Dean right here. And I think Noah Dean had a big part in bringing Front Traction back. And
what's your opinion on Front Traction?
I kind of go back and forth.
It's kind of a nipple ripper, isn't it?
Well, I heard that was your nickname in high school. So I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Yeah, you know what? Front Traction, that's why these guys all wear t-shirts. I like Rage Traction. I like their whole vibe, but I'm an Astrodeck dude, like an astro lifer. So I've never actually tried any other traction. Well, that's kind of a lie. I've never tried Rage front pads, but they look good. And I'm kind of a Noah Dean, Creed McTaggart, super fan club member.
Okay.
And I feel like if they are doing it, it's cool. So I back it. I back Rage 3. I can't wait to see the whole flick. This is actually just a leftover section, like a bonus section. And this is on Stab, the Stab website right now.
Sick.
So if you want to get super excited in an area where you can't surf, maybe just wait till you can surf to watch it, because it will pump blood into the stoke bone, if you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, so obviously there's been kind of like a lot of people attempting the surf, you know, and kind of like, you can still surf in some beaches in Orange County.
Right.
You can still surf in, I believe, God, where else can you surf? You can surf Orange County. You can kind of surf in
Dana Point.
But there's been some spots where people have kind of been raging against the machine. There's cracks in the matrix right now.
Oh, Chris. I got a pretty good example of that.
Okay.
Of course.
I was alluding to this.
Would you like to show it?
No, I'm waiting for our special guest to show up. You show it.
This was a friend of the show's, a friend of ours. As I go into screen share. So this is our homie, Derek Dunphy, and this was his protest. He just went ahead and paddled out. He says, "Fuck the surfing ban. Best session of my life." What is that? He's out there.
So was this the same day, or was this like the day after the Running Man incident?
Here's the Running Man incident. This is a video that's gone absolutely viral. This kid was cheered on by a giant group of people on the beach evading lifeguards. And this kid actually got away, but another dude was caught that day and fined $1,000.
Down at
Wind and Sea. Come here.
Boy.
I have a, since we're waiting for our other special guest, here's a special guest.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Our special guest is refusing to show up. So I'm going to call him right now.
That's Carolyn.
Hi.
Love you. I mean,
maybe our special guest is thinking that he's supposed to be called in.
Oh, he's expecting a phone call?
I don't know.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and tell him to get on here.
Yeah, hopefully, tell him to get on there.
Hopefully,
man,
he'll answer the phone. Well, what else we got for surf news?
Surf news? Oh, I should open my thing. Oh, okay. This is actually really amazing news. So for those of you who don't know, maybe you don't know, but pipeline is usually a wave that breaks during the winter months. But April seems April seems to be a month right now that pipeline is actually freaking fire.
Hold on a second. I'm talking to our special guest. Okay. Go to your texts, right? Do you have Zoom?
Oh my God. You should have probably done this before we started
just
the show.
Come on in and we're ready for you. We're gonna be talking, but you just come on in when you can get there. Okay, bye. Special guests, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Well, as we wait for that special guest, let's talk about another thing on my list to get you excited. This is from inherentbummer.com.
Speaking of inherent bummers.
Oh, we'll get back to that.
Wait, hey, turn on your video. Come on, Grandma. What's going on over here?
I've done this.
There we go. Look at it.
Our guest is here.
It's Neo himself, the man who has cracked the matrix.
This could be bad timing for me.
No, it could be great timing. We all have kids.
It might be great timing.
It'd be the best ever.
Like everyone, we're homeschooling here. So this is Cora.
Hi, Cora.
Hi, look over here. So, Chris, why don't you give us the intro?
Go ahead. This is the one and only Jimmy Wilson, a.k.a. Jimmy Kane. Jimmy is a world-class photographer. He worked with Surfing Magazine for many, many years. He has shot some iconic images. I have some of them as prints in my own home. And he's an overall outspoken, awesome man. And he's kind of right now a spokesperson for many surfers in Southern California, as he was on the news. He is, and again, I don't know how deep Jimmy Kane wants to go into this, but let's just say he's a proponent of opening the ocean for our enjoyment, as am I. You tell us, Jimmy. Tell us what you can tell us, and tell us what it was like to be on the local news. It's such a controversial topic.
Yeah, I never dreamed of being on the local news, only the Monday Mass. But I guess the thing is, I just talked to a lawyer. And she basically told me to not say anything.
Thank you for joining us on the Monday Now.
I know that's a bummer, guys, and trust me, that's against what I'm normally, as you know me, I'm not a person who likes to hold back.
Jimmy, I'm gonna propose something. I'm gonna say some things, and if they're true, you just cough, okay? And then we'll move on from there. You are a surf photographer? Are we true? We have to establish a baseline here before we get into the real nitty gritty. Yeah. Anyway, we're not gonna mess with you there, but
I know.
Obviously, what we can kind of say is that there are some people out there who are over it, and you're not the only person that is over it. There's a lot of people that are over it. You were walking around this weekend when that whole protest was going down. I mean, what was the vibe down there? You know, as far as that goes.
So yeah, I was there for the protest. I wasn't actually part of that protest though. I was just kind of on my own program because I saw some of the protests that were going on in like Huntington mm-hmm. and other places. And when you see those people protesting, it kind of makes you go like cringe a little bit. And I don't really want to be associated with that. So I was on my own program, just going, I wrote, you know, "Open Our Ocean" on my wave storm. And then I had my daughter, she wanted to make a sign and said, "Please let us skateboard." And that's basically it. I wouldn't even call it protesting. It's more just like hanging out and showing that we want to open up some certain local things to our community. Right. But I'm taking it serious. So I'm not one of those people that's on the extreme end of like this or that. Like I'm not on the conspiracy theory train and I'm not on the like panic train. I'm just kind of somewhere in the middle. I think a lot of people are. So I wanted to like kind of represent that. So when the news guy asked me if I would talk to them, I said, yeah,
like, sure.
I think they've taken it too far. I think our paths should be open for people in the local community. And I think our ocean should be open for people in the local community to enjoy, not people to go drive up to Newport or Huntington where it is open and crowd that place. It's like, I think everywhere should be open.
Well, I think simply for the fact that, you know, from my personal opinion as well, is just there's so much crowding and they're just pushing people into smaller and smaller places. Of course, there's got to be rules in effect. Of course, like keep the paths and everything closed, but you maybe even close it on the weekends. Who knows? Like there's a million different ways you can look at this, but there, the problem of crowding the streets now, and take surfing completely out of this equation altogether. And just the fact that there's so many people packed in such small areas and now people are walking in bike lanes, it's sketch. So, you know,
they're making it more dangerous. Would you say?
Well, I would say that definitely it's, you know, the danger factor is you've got people don't know how to drive on a regular basis. Never mind during a crazy pandemic, you know, you get people driving around with masks on in their cars. You know, my opinion on that is, you know, a little bit nutty, but
you love car masks.
Yeah, car masks are cool, but I'm just saying, like, people are not in their right minds, and if you're pushing more and more people closer and closer to active roadways, it's not cool. So whatever the case may be, hopefully cooler heads will prevail in this whole not so closed down of everything. I think, you know, maybe we're getting somewhere. You know, there's rumor has it that our city is trying to do something about it, but.
What about those protesters like completely disregarding the social distancing though? Like,
yeah, see that doesn't help anybody.
No, it's a bad look, and it's just a like, I don't know. Did it just go away all of a sudden? And it didn't go away.
I kind of saw it on the news, and you know, for myself, I'm like looking in that crowd, being like, do I know any of these people that are down there? And the thing is like, you know, we all live here. And it's a very small community. I didn't recognize any of those people from the beaches.
Well, I didn't really even get close enough to see. And that's why I wanted to make sure it was known that I was like separated from that group.
Right.
Just kind of doing my own thing because, you know, you don't want to get associated with people that are.
Well, all right. Well, look, positives about this are, you know, when we get done here, we have to look forward to some great surf days. We get to, you know, if people want something to do, you can go on Jimmy's Instagram right now. And you look at your iconic photos. What is your Instagram account so people know?
It's just Jimmy Kane.
Just Jimmy Kane.
Nickname given to me a long, long time ago.
Just Jimmy Kane. That's actually one of the sickest nicknames there is.
Yeah.
It was Ryan Ripka who gave it to me. It was from, I was basically like a human hurricane spinning around destroying things as a kid. And he kind of nicknamed me that. But it's just, there's a lot of Wilsons out there shooting photos. So it just made sense to go with that. But I did shoot some photos of lowers on last week. I guess I think it was Tuesday last week, and that was like the first day of the swell was like 22nd period, perfect 3 foot swell,
nobody
head winds, and that was kind of cool actually. That was to watch that and see that was it was kind of like surreal. Yeah, and I always wanted to get lineup shots of lowers, but it's really hard to get those because there's all people messing up the lips and just like chaos everywhere, and to see it just perfect without a contest scaffolding, kind of, that was insane. That was a highlight.
That was
a positive.
I got something. I got something. While we have Jimmy on here, he can help us talk about this. So, Jimmy, as you know, as pretty much we all know, I'm gonna go ahead and screen share this amazing shit. Our friend Brian Bielman, along with many other surfing photographers, have been absolutely scoring on the North Shore. For some reason, and this happens every once in a while as I scroll through this is on freesurfmagazine.com. Brian Bielman has an incredible photo gallery. Pipeline, basically firing on all cylinders, one of the best kind of 2 to 3 day swell window and periods that we've seen all winter long. Absolutely spot on, perfect pipeline. During the pandemic, the beaches in Hawaii have been open. And if you're looking at these images, and it's just incredible. I mean, there's a crowd, but as we all know, to see images of pipeline like that this late in the season, especially, it's not only kind of it's a bittersweet type of feeling, but it also shows you that, you know, the ocean doesn't have any agenda. The ocean doesn't know what date it is. So it's just amazing to see images like that coming through, not only in April, but also in this April 2020, which is just a weird ass time in general. So have you been looking at some of those pipeline photos and videos, and just what do you think about when you see Koa Rothman, John Florence, and all those guys just scoring right now?
Well, they're not necessarily social distancing. Hold on, Cora. Okay, I'll get you something one time. Sorry, guys. The thing that stands out to me, I mean, this is life at home, right? The Florence brothers, like how crazy that's been. Like Ivan, I don't know if you saw the wave he got yesterday morning. He got one of the best waves of the day. John looks like he's back out there dominating. I heard him and Koa Smith got a backdoor wave together. I've been waiting to see it, but it hasn't. Coco was the one who was telling me about this. It was just crazy. But looks like John's back.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you have Nathan Florence going off. So like those three to me have been majorly standing out. I think a lot of people that were watching the pipe cam on Surfline, which is funny because Surfline's not, you know, they're against surfing. And they're taking the stand of they're against surfing during this time completely.
Right.
So that's been kind of interesting. Sorry, Cora, I'm on the phone. But yeah, so the Florence brothers, that was a standout to me. Yeah. But that was seriously some of the best pipe you could, like, of the entire winter. I think that was the best pipe, like sick. 2 or 3 days of it, and it was in April.
I love it.
Crazy.
We're gonna end the surf segment with the best wipeout of April, probably of March, April, May, February.
Koa Rothman,
right here. He gets the roll in, gets to the bottom. Look out that way. Ouch.
He got so destroyed.
Let's watch it again in slow motion just to really appreciate this. Makes the bottom turn look good. And this is where everything went wrong. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
And you know what was – whoops.
Hi.
God, thank God you guys didn't see the rest of my open tabs up there. Woo-hoo!
Well,
that was amazing, and thank you so much for coming on, Jimmy. And
yeah, maybe when after you deal with your lawyer, you can come on here and stop giving us the runaround. And tell us.
I'm sorry about that, guys. You know that's not what I want to do. You know, but I do.
You know he wants to sound off.
Oh, but we don't want to get Jimmy wants to drop knowledge.
This is you know, like a serious matter for me. I guess I don't know how much financial trouble I could be in here, so. We'll see. But I want to say that Koa Rothman wipeout, I watched that on the Surfline cam, and he like came right up, got another wave on the head, kind of not just went under it, and then just paddled right back out. Like he was fine.
There you go. That's kind of like crazy. That's like our podcast. We're kind of like a closing lip on Cole Rothman's head.
And we're fine.
You just want to paddle back out and do something else. Bye,
Jimmy.
Okay, guys. Sorry. Bye.
No worries. All right.
Freedom fighter.
Freedom fighter.
Jimmy Wilson. I like it.
That's good. Well, he didn't tell us. Didn't tell us jack shit. But
But it was nice to see him and talk to him.
Yeah, it's great to see what his daughter was doing and everything. But anyways,
I like his point there about, you know, you can protest, but be smart about it.
Rumor has it. This is conjecture. Whatever. He went surfing at night and got caught.
I know nothing about that. All right. That was surf news. And
moving right along, surf news.
Your homework for everybody out there watching: go to Inherent Bummer and watch the brand new video drop. Ben Gulliver, who is an incredible filmmaker, he made a film called Pink Lemonade, and that is starring one of our favorite all-time surfers, Chippa.
Oh, the Chippa.
Love that guy. Love you, Chippa. This video is artistic. Ben Gulliver is a master in the craft of surf filmmaking. So anytime I see Ben Gulliver, Chippa Wilson together, I get excited. And we promise there's actually surfing in this video.
Cool.
Coming up. Right. So that was surf news.
Are we going to do skate news? What are we going to
do? Yeah, we're doing great.
Okay. Where are we going right now?
Well, I've invited our special guest in skate to come join us shortly. But for now, let's talk about Adventure.io presenting skate news. Excited about that. Adventure.io rips. And you're going to love them once we can all travel and do all the fun stuff again. Todd, before I'm texting our guest again. We're on all these freaking different chats. All right. I messaged you to join. All right. We'll see if that happens.
We're looking at Alex Sorgente.
Whoa. Look, I thought
and
we were
Chris Russell.
Surprise.
Chris Russell.
Todd, I want to talk to you about the top 10 quarantine clips.
Is that the clip that we were there in the intersection for? The one? Right there.
Oh my God. Wait, hold on a second.
Oh no, that's Sorgente.
Yeah, that's Sorgente. Hmm. Wait, that's not showing. I'm gonna screen share something with you.
Okay.
This is cool. This is on Transworld's site. This is the top 10 quarantine clips of the 2020 pandemic. We can go down the list here. Always got to get some Day One song in there. So yeah, Day One basically built a sick, this is his manual pad.
Made out of tape?
Yeah.
Yes, anyone can do this at home. I guess, yeah, you can just make a mani pad. Day One is out of his mind.
Yeah, Ryan Gallant had a good one. He went ahead and took the rails off his board and made his own flat bar.
World's smallest flat bar?
How good was that? That's Ryan Gallant. Oh, we talked about Kanan Dearns. We can watch it again. This shit is crazy. This is called How to Cheat Death While on Lockdown.
See, that's the part that gets me sketched out, man. It's like you go out and you're doing gnarly stuff like that, and pretty much it's a make it must, because if you bail, you're going to the hospital. No one wants to go to the hospital right now.
True. Oh, this one's one of my favorites. Matt Miller. Now this is safe right here. This is Matt Miller showing a safe at skate at home behavior.
Yeah,
and
this is good.
Pop. Jesus Christ. Can you imagine being able to pop like that?
Dude, let me talk to you about this. It's like, you've seen all that footage of them. They filled in the San Clemente Park with sand. They filled in Venice Beach's skate park with sand. What's up with this new trend of filling shit up with sand? And did you happen to see the video of the guy on pit bikes going in the park in San Clemente and being stoked because they can just go ride it on pit bikes?
Yes. That was a news clip that I saw this morning. And my opinion on filling skate parks with sand is don't do it. It's stupid. And the thing is like now, so they made it a priority, right, to fill these parks with sand. And you know it's not a priority to remove that sand once all this shit's over.
That's the fucked up part, because then it's like, okay, there's like, you know, 30 tons of sand in these skateboard parks, and they're just going to drive a backhoe in there and just chip the concrete to shit, getting it out, because it's, like you said, it's not a priority at all.
Exactly. Well, that's sucky skate news. Let's take a look at last clip. This is our friend Kyle Leeper.
Wow.
And I built a really sketchy jump ramp for bikes.
How's it working so far?
It's not working well. It is very scary.
Where's our special guest, dude? We're kind of blowing it here in the special guest department today.
Well, we're not blowing it. The guests are blowing it. Who knows? Wow. I mean, it is 420, and when you try to invite skateboarders into work at 420, things happen. Oh, you know what? I got something for you.
What's that?
You're gonna like. No, I don't. Yeah, dude. It's stupid. Okay, so this is a big drop right here on 420. And this is a 420 friendly skateboarder that we love. I would say he's on the GOAT scale. Wes Kramer dropped a brand new part today on ThrasherMag.com.
It's almost as if that was designed to drop today.
On 420, right? This is a DC Shoes part featuring hashtag Wes Kramer, which is funny because he doesn't even have social media. I love when skate parts start with slams. Todd, do you know how to do the Skate Mafia thing?
No. My fingers don't work like that. Well, there you go.
That's what she said. So this is something to get you excited for your perusal. I like that it starts and shows one of the greatest ever just eating shit the whole time.
And Wes Kramer is quite possibly one of the nicest human beings in skateboarding. San Diego Loke Dog.
Yep.
And he's super nice. And he's insanely talented on the skateboard.
He's nice and insanely talented.
He has like he has Stony style. You know, so that's like a
trend. Man, like, exactly.
You know what Stony style is?
I love Stony style. All right, we don't want to show you guys the whole video, so stop that video. We're gonna move on.
Okay.
So that's out right now. Depending on when you listen to this or see this or whatever, you should go watch that. Todd. Remember you were telling me your nickname in high school was the Knob Buster. Is that true?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it was. Well, you got some competition. Jenkum.com is one of our favorite websites, and they just put up an awesome story about the Knob Buster. Am I cueing the Knob Buster? I think I'm cueing the Knob Buster.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna put it up.
Like, are we talking about knob in the sense of the way that people from England would call your wiener?
No. We're talking about the little things, the little things that...
The kid stoppers.
So let me just show you a quick little snippet of this new video. Jenkum.com, by the way, is one of the best. This is the Knob Buster. His name is the Knob Buster.
Oh, he goes out and he busts knobs off rails. This is great.
Yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes, Chris.
I'm scrubbing through here. And I like,
look at him.
There's a great, he talks about this knob right here and says this really funny quote. He says, cosmetically, this is a great knob. Right here, listen.
I can't hear it. You'll just have to imagine what it sounds like.
Well, he just said, cosmetically, that's a nice knob. Really? So, like you said, Todd, all heroes don't wear capes. This guy wears a mask and he brings a grinder out with him.
Do you remember hearing that, like, the theory that the guy invented the skate stopper was a skater?
I've heard that.
Yeah. I wonder if that's true.
I don't think it's true.
Well, how would you know to make the perfect thing to stop people from doing shit?
I will say that there had to be a skateboarder involved to really kind of describe what grinding and all that is.
Right. So. What would be your price to come up with the... like something that you knew would deter people from doing
$120.
Super easy.
I've got some more good skateboard news.
What's up?
Our friend Nora Vasconcelos went and did a product pillage, and then guess what she did with it?
Did she give it away?
She donated the whole product pillage to Skate After School. And so she's raising money for this incredible program called Skate After School. And I get always get so jealous when I watch these videos of skateboarders getting to just run through NHS, getting whatever they want.
And it used to, it seems like that's more and more rare these days.
Look who it is. It's our friend, Alex White.
But you know what I mean? Like, it used to be like at Quicksilver, we used to be able to go and like get whatevs. And then it slowly began, it like shrank. And then it was like, well, you can get like two things.
It's just, you can get two things.
And I think after this is over, I don't think anyone's going to be able to get anything.
Well, our guest is obviously, maybe he woke up at 4:20 a.m.
Dank.
Well, you know what? Let's do this. Well, if our guest shows up, we'll go right back to him.
All right. Well, do you want to go on to snowboard news?
Snowboarding news is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding. K2, okay. The best. Todd gave him an 8 out of 10 for their team, which we like. Okay.
What's that? What's going on over there?
Burton. Let's talk about Burton going above and beyond, Todd. What has Burton been doing through the pandemic that gets your heartstrings?
Well, I mean, I know that they did those things on YouTube where they kind of been rebroadcasting old comps.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. And Jake and, you know. What am I looking at here? Oh, wait, hold on. Our special guest, you want to continue on with what are they doing? I don't freaking know what they're doing.
Well, I can tell you what they're doing. They've been pitching in. They've been making masks. They've been making, donating Anon.
Moron.
Anon rhymes with. Yeah, they've been pitching in and helping out a lot with gear, money, love.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wait, so our special guest is here.
Okay. Oh, my God.
This is a new portion of the Monday Mass called Sweden Socialist Report with Pierre Wickberg. Can you hear us, Pierre?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wow, that Swedish internet is so strong and clear. I like it.
We talk about, you know, you want to talk about people. We have nerd news that happens at the end of this. Pierre would qualify for nerd newsing of skate and snowboard, not surf, unless he's calling out surfers for not labeling tricks correctly, but also like, you know, just general pop culture. Pierre is he's did the robot food movies. What franchise. Else have you done? What else did you do, Pierre?
I filmed with you for DC for like two movies.
DC Mountain Lab movies. You film with Ken Block right now. Gymkhana movies.
Yeah, film cars.
Yeah, film cars.
Cars and boards and Todd.
So, Pierre, I guess the reason that I have you on here is, number one, because we don't really have any guests. And number two
thank you.
Is so that it's
all
good
six
to,
snowboarders couldn't come.
It's good to get a report about what's – we hear about Sweden a lot in the news over here right now. And, you know, you are a gigantic cultural experiment, according to a lot of people, your country in general. Your ski areas are still open, which makes
some
it
really are.
Snowboard news. What is the state – And is Sweden on fire?
No, we're doing as bad as everyone else. Maybe not as bad as Italy, but I mean, nobody's doing great. So think we're just cruising through this the best way we know how, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is a lot more a lot more freedom, individual freedom than in most other countries, I guess.
Yeah.
If you didn't know there was a pandemic happening and you went out on the streets today in Sweden, would you notice a difference? Is there, you know, are people masks?
People keep distance for sure. Yeah. But it's very, I mean, the skate park is full. People are like out like canoeing, playing miniature golf. You just witnessed some of that. Like it's bars are open, but people are definitely not sitting next to each other unless teenagers. Can't high school kids and they don't care but it's very very much the same compared to what's going on over there.
So crazy. Pierre, we're kind of, you know, just kind of bringing this around to how do we make this relevant to our podcast, and I guess basically, you know, you're responsible for kind of like ushering in a new type of snowboard movie with the robot food movies, as far as like a new kind of vibe and just the music choices and the way that the editing was. What, like, what, why did you do that?
Why?
Well, back when this was happening almost 20 years ago, it wasn't a very, not everyone can get their hands on editing software like today.
Yeah.
So I filmed for Absinthe and MacDog, and my other partner, he filmed for Standard Films. And I mean, when I started filming snowboarding, there's like five people in the world who were doing it. Like Hatchets, MacDog, Jerry, and the guys at Fall Line. And that's like it. So once I got into it and started filming, I was really keen on helping out with editing and stuff, but we're weird people, and the directors and editors like our own things. So it wasn't until Final Cut Pro came and like a laptop that could edit on the road became available, 2001, that we started Robot Food, and then we could make our own movies. So all the things that were bottled up in, I don't know, creativity that we couldn't utilize because we didn't have a $150,000 studio, just those movies were that experiment.
Let me ask you this too. I mean, this kind of comes into what we, you, myself, and Chris end up talking a lot on Instagram, and usually it has to do with surfers not being able to figure out where their hands are supposed to go, or what the, I mean, you've kind of gotten into it like
with Kelly Slater,
deeply,
everybody. Slater.
Yeah. So tell me about your passion, besides,
I have a New York Times article back here somewhere.
Tell me about you're pretty passionate about it. You may even be more passionate about it with, you know, with this than we are.
Yeah, but if it's any help to anyone, I'm the same way with my snowboard friends. It's it hurts when Devin Walsh says frontside 3 Indy. It just doesn't happen. It's not cool. Devin Walsh, the most stylish, like, best snowboarder maybe arguably in the air combined with Jamie Lynn maybe, and when he labels tricks wrong, it hurts,
right?
But he can come correct because he understands that it's just lazy. Whereas with surfers, I feel like when you're the most powerful surfer and influential surfer out there, I think it's a little bit up to you to pay homage and, you know, be respectful for the people who did it before them.
Right. Also, you know, like we were saying with Ken Block and stuff, like, how do you know, like, what's your relationship with Ken? And talk about filming, like, a Gymkhana movie as opposed to, like, filming a bunch of snowboard dudes.
Well, I mean, I did film snowboard videos for him, and he sponsored my videos, and then eventually we just went filming rallies, but nobody had any visual anything. There wasn't YouTube. There wasn't, well, YouTube was happening, but it wasn't like a marketing thing. Right. And I don't think Fiverr internet was like very common in North Dakota at the time. So I don't think you could hit up a lot of the target audience.
Right.
And eventually we just started filming him sliding around. He did like a little experiment at an airport in Southern California. And then his sponsors were just like, a lot of people like watching this. And then I went to some rallies and we just kept filming, and now it's like a full-blown industry. And he's got Hoonigan Media Machine, who did this the last couple of 4 or 5 shoots I've done with them. And I don't know, it's just kind of awesome that I get to point cameras at the guy who sponsored my snowboard videos, but he's just such a big deal in the automotive viral video world. And
isn't that the weirdest thing though, that like the Ken that we have known for years has this other like weird secret ego that he's like this weird icon, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's like it's weird. Like, I mean, my wife's coworker at a bank, or like when we lived in New York, like her boss there was just like kind of blown away, like, oh, where's your husband? Oh, he's like in Buffalo, New York, filming a Ken Block video. Like, and he's like just jaw dropped. And And like, these are corporate people working at Bloomberg in like Manhattan, and they just can't comprehend that, you know, that's a career or that that's possible or whatever. It's
so good.
Hi, Ken.
French.
Oh, exclusive.
Hey, hey, guess what? Ken, we're doing the Monday Mass, and Pierre is calling from Sweden with the Swedish coronavirus report, and we're also talking about you.
Conversation.
Don't worry, all your videos have gone viral, so we thought it was just, you know, it just made sense to call you.
Viral, not virus.
Oh,
two different things, Todd.
Well, we were just talking to Pierre about how you know, filming snowboarding and then relating it to filming you sliding around sideways in really expensive cars, and how those two things related to each other. Yeah, but they kind of do. It's in a weird way, they kind of do relate to each other.
Okay, explain.
Well, because, I mean, basically, you know, it has everything to do with, like, you know, feel and the way that I think you came at, you know, Gymkhana and basically marketing yourself as, like, a freestyle car driver. Is that a thing? And this, the way that Pierre has kind of, like, captured that, it's very similar to what he was doing in snowboarding, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess, the main thing for me was when we started making those sort of videos, we were, you know, basically going off all the years of time I spent in skateboarding and snowboarding,
right?
You know, making eye candy, like videos and photos, but we just start doing it with cars. And Pierre just has such a great eye for capturing things in a fun way and a real way. Like, he hates any time a cheater angle is used, and we didn't want any sort of cheater angles with the car stuff.
Do you think socialism has anything to do with that?
Trying to be real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ken, have you ever called a car spin a 360 and had Pierre correct you and tell you that it was a 270 or a 540?
I love hearing your voice, Kote. I also love that somehow you brought in the infamous trick call outs.
Yeah.
This is the way it goes.
It wasn't me.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, this is where it goes. You get Pierre involved in anything, and next thing you know, he's telling everyone what they're doing wrong. It's great.
Well, it's not that he's politically correct. He just wants to be correct.
Oh.
He wants to be on the right side of whatever it is.
Do you agree or disagree with that, Pierre?
No comment.
All right.
I didn't know the Latte Papa was on the call.
Oh, Latte Papa. That is a man at home with a baby in Swedish. What is it? How would you describe that? Is that right, Pierre?
Yeah. There's just a bunch of gay nannies walking around with strollers here, but it's actually fathers, because everyone gets like 500 days of parental leave. So just guys walking with lattes.
Yeah.
Oh, count us in. I'm all about that.
Yeah, I like lattes. All right, Ken, go back.
He's actually a latte papa in training, though.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm just training.
Oh, yeah, Pierre's going to have a baby, everyone. And
wait, is that like news we can share?
Yeah.
I guess so.
We are live here.
All right, listen, go back to doing whatever the hell you're doing over
here. He's throwing axes.
Your Hoonigan lab of fun.
Love you, Ken.
Very nice talking to you, boys.
Okay, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you too, Pierre. You're awesome. And you know what? Keep fighting that good fight. We need you in our corner.
Yeah.
When it comes to...
And that was the socialism report from Pierre Wickberg. Goodbye, Pierre. I'll talk to you later about other things.
Listen to the Bomb Hole.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen to the Bomb Hole podcast.
That's what you said.
Later.
That's we'll have Chris Grenier will be on the show next week, but the Bomb Hole podcast with Justin Benny this week is incredible. You want to talk about a couple of guys talking in a garage about snowboarding? It's so great.
Awesome. Well, there it is.
Ethan Fortier, hey, and Chris Grenier, and yeah, what?
Before we go,
where are we going?
That was snow news. That was snow news. We went overtime, and now let's get to 420 news.
Oh, okay.
We got 420 news, and where is he?
What is that?
Zoltan, where are you?
Oh, I'm trying. I'm trying.
Zoltan, hit the video
push the
button.
Video button.
All right, this is exclusive for us since it is 420. We're gonna bring on a record-breaking cannabis enthusiast, also the kickflip master, and Zoltan. It's 420. Talk us through your morning so far. How has 420 been for Zoltan, the magician Torcos?
Oh, it's been fabulous, man. Just getting high on the clear water supply.
Tight. I like it. I'm gonna show a quick clip of one of your kickflips, and you can tell us when you first put your mind to doing a kickflip on a surfboard. Here it is. This is one of the OG kickflips in slow motion. Pop. Look at that. And this was I think one of your first ones. Just nailed it. And what do you reckon? How many kickflips have you done in your lifetime, Zoltan?
Now it's been, man, a lot. I've been very grateful. I try them a lot. I, you know, sometimes come up short, you know, don't pull them. But, man, when you pull them, it's so much fun. And I seems like I've done a lot now. So I'm very grateful, very grateful.
And you actually have a record for 3 bong rips on 1 wave. No one's ever done that before. Congratulations on getting into the record books.
And, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Is it possible to do more? Todd's never done a bong rip on a surfboard.
No, just talk me through it. I want to know what the process is with all the water and keeping things dry and so forth. Because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the physics of fire and wetness do not exist in the same reality.
Yeah, that was probably one of the hardest parts, my friend, because like I got out there and you have the bong and you're trying to keep it dry and people are laughing and you're trying to light it and you're going, oh man, I gotta get this, and you're all trying to paddle with one arm once you get it cherried.
Right.
It's an experience.
Sweet. Oh, you can go ahead. Please partake. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know I was trying to be friendly for everyone.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's legal in California. There you
all
go.
Right. Zoltan, you do that. Todd and I are going to talk a few questions that we've gotten from some of our wonderful listeners. I've got some screenshots here. Zoltan, you can answer these questions too. Todd, Zoltan, what's your favorite song from a surf video part? And I will start. I'm going to say The Untouchables in the opening segment of Beyond Blazing Boards. The song is called Wild Child. That's my favorite all-time surf video song. Zoltan, Todd, what do you got?
I got Goodbye Blue Monday from, what movie was that?
Campaign Under the Influence.
Yes, that was my favorite, local San Diego band.
What about you, Zoltan?
What about you?
I have a great one. It's the TR Expression Session. Adolescents, Kids from the Black Hole.
Bam. Ooh, I love it. From nice. Tony Roberts. That was a question from Adam Etzart. We got another question here from DHASP5. DHASP5. And DHASP5 actually just wants to say shout out to Vans for making autism awareness shoes and supporting autism awareness. Wanted to get a shout out on Monday Mass. So there's your shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one right there. Okay, this is from Becky Bubbs. Becky Bubbs, who is also celebrating 420, woke up at 4:20 a.m., ripped a bowl, and now sending a question. Ooh. What's the weirdest thing you have cleaned in the past month? Weirdest thing you've cleaned since on quarantine?
My butthole.
Okay. Zoltan, what have you cleaned in the past month? Not that bong.
Not the bong. I was going to say this thing. I can't seem to keep it clean. My surfboard wax.
Oh, nice. You cleaned your wax. All right. I like it. All right. We're getting here, getting down to the wire here. Last question is from Hannah Burlesque. Have you picked up a new hobby during quarantine?
Bicycling.
Bicycling?
I don't really ride bikes. Now I'm finding myself riding bikes all over the place because we can't surf.
All right.
I was trying that yogurt stuff. The yoga.
Oh yeah.
And some yogurt.
It's real popular with the kids these days. Hey, can you surf in Santa Cruz now? What's the deal?
Yes, we're very lucky. I've been able to partake. I might have to go partake in a little bit here. So.
Hell yes. My new hobby is bingo. And with nice. That, thank you very much, Zoltan Torkas, joining us on 420. Hey, give us a shout out for your podcast, Zoltan. What's your podcast called?
It's the Clear Water Podcast with Zoltan, Gunner Diamond, and North Bear.
All right. Woo! I'm going to tune into that today. Happy 420 to you, Zoltan. Happy 420 to you, Todd. And happy 420 to all of our listeners out there and viewers. We love you all. I'm not going to say stay safe. I'm just going to say.
Are we doing nerd news now?
I mean, that was kind of it.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, I didn't really have much for nerd news anywhere. Anyway, I had some bullshit about Fortnite, which I don't know anything about. So we're going to bypass nerd news today.
All right. Zoltan. See you later.
Zoltan, you roll.
Stay you safe. Guys are awesome.
You. All right.
You. 420 up.
420 up. Hey, Todd, I love you a long time. I'll see you next week.
All right.
And we'll see all of you guys next week. Bye, Zoltan. Bye, Todd.
You.
Got one for the road.
Yeah.